I started going crazy.
Feel well rested?
I've been much better now.
I can't wait to fucking sleep. Tonight?
Yeah.
Have a good meal? Sleep?
Did you spread it?
Yeah, you have to open it up. You don't open it up?
No, I'm a trumpet player.
Oh, yeah. You ever had a coffee, Karen?
Please open it up.
Coffee, Kara. Yeah. Drink it, dude. Drink it in a bit.
Nice. You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude. You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
McCone just broke a piece of glass in the studio. He broke
a piece of glass. It's about yay big. I don't know how. What's this?
That's how I describe you. Yay big.
Yeah. So, all right. Well, that was rude. But
what do you mean yay big? When somebody goes, "How big is Bobby? How big is your best friend Bobby?" I go, "Yay big."
Okay, good. So
yay big.
All right. Anyway, so you owe me one.
You owe him a new piece of glass.
Anyway, last night, well, it was first of my first hurricane, and I'm going to say that not that big of a deal.
Not that big of a deal at all.
Yeah, I went outside and everything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I went to a local bar with my sister.
Really?
My sister says hi. They're in town. They want to come see you.
See me where?
They want to come say hi.
She came over at 3 in the morning last night. Anyway,
Jesus.
You know,
was that the hurricane?
Yeah, that was the hurricane.
Oh, that was the earthquake I felt.
What? Yeah.
That was the earthquake.
Yeah.
We had an earthquake and a hurricane.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it was fun last night. But anyway, so anyway, last night, hurricane, okay, I lived through it. But so I...
Hurricane Hillary ripped up Southern California.
So then I went into my, I have a little, not a cupboard, what do you call it, pantry.
Okay.
You have heard of, how many pantries do you have?
One.
I have 3. Okay. How many do you have?
Pantries for food? I have one place for food. You have a lot of pantries?
Well, I converted a couple of a closet.
Bedroom? Did you convert a whole bedroom?
And another bathroom as a pantry.
Oh, yeah, cool.
I have
3,
though.
For you, it makes a
in
lot
your
of
face,
sense.
Dog. Okay. But anyway, Patrick King.
Fat guys do.
You think, Do you think I could convert an entire bedroom to a pantry for food?
Yeah, that's true. But guess what? In my third pantry last night, I fucked real hard last night. But anyway, let's...
Whoa! Did you?
Your sister. Anyway.
Oh, boy.
Anyway, I'm kidding. I love her. But anyway, last night
well,
I bought...
you better. What did you buy last night?
You're on fire today, dude.
What did you buy last night?
It's not something that I bought. It's something that I forgot about. Have you ever bought something you forgot to buy?
No. You mean you buy something and you forget when it shows up?
Yeah. I mean, no. You bought something, you put it away, and you're like, oh, I bought that?
Yeah, what did you buy, babe?
It was a blowjob machine.
Oh, it was a blowjob machine.
So jealous.
Right? Yeah. And in this one, dude, I was like, there's no way it's going to work.
But you already have a few.
But this one in particular, I was like, you usually charge it, right, on a, like, UCB. This one's a battery one. So it was like, oh, my God, this is like the 80s where you have to put, like, AA batteries in it.
Yeah.
You know, the plus and the minus, whatever. So I put it in there. I screwed it in, and it looks like a fucking,
It looks like a blowjob machine, I bet.
No, it doesn't.
No? It doesn't look like
From afar, it looks like a hairdryer.
Oh,
it has the same setup, like a handle.
Yeah.
And like, right?
Yeah.
So there's no way. Last night, I go, I'll try it. I stuck it on, and as soon as my penis went in it, I was like, this is different.
Yeah.
This is new.
Did you have to put anything inside of it, or just get it started, and get it going?
Oh, I have a variety. I have Heat, Cool.
Whoa.
Wow. Every brand of lube. You know how I do with sunflower seeds?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do it with lube, too.
Yeah. You know how David Sunflower Seeds sponsors us? A multi-flavored lube. Do you taste the... Do you ever taste
it? No, I don't taste it. It's not hot stuff. It's not like fucking...
It's fully edible, though. It's they're food grade.
You're gonna trick me again because I'm gonna do it.
Lube is food grade.
I know, but I'm gonna go home and do it, and I'm gonna get sick, and then you're gonna laugh.
Everybody
in my
knows
face.
Lube is food grade. Imagine if you have to put it inside of people, it must be safe for you to consume.
Yeah, you did that with my cum.
Yeah,
you say cum has a different flavor.
It is food grade. I told you to taste it. Well, yeah.
I tasted it. It looks tastes the same
on every day. You try. You have to do every day of the week.
You're gonna trick me again.
Monday's different than Friday.
What do I do? Anyway. So last night, the hurricane's going and stuff. Yeah, I'm in the bathroom. I, okay, I, 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 And when you masturbate, you've masturbated before, right?
A couple times.
You're very good.
Yeah.
Carlos, I bet you're a pro.
This guy's ranked. Are you ranked, do you think, on a national level?
Top 5,000?
Yeah, you got to be
top 5,000. I don't know. Are you a master, though?
Masturbator?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, like chess, you know, because
What's your rank? In chess, like 2,000 is unbelievable.
Yeah, so oh, 5,000 you think as a masturbator?
Maybe like 20,000. Out of 250 million in America, that's pretty good.
Not bad.
Yeah.
So what happened? You think you performed well last night, huh? You think you did a good job?
I bet you an Indian guy is fucking number one.
Those guys
are always the best.
Well, them and the Chinese, they do it the best. Yeah.
Spelling bees, chess, and then masturbating, they're the best.
But which they can all do at the same time.
So,
Rook to pawn.
So, anyway, I just woke up, so I'm not even clear, but I made a noise. I've never made a noise orgasming. I went, ooh. It's like, oh, first.
Oh?
Yeah. Like, if I go, I'm going to write you the lyrics. Mm-hmm. All right?
Okay.
O-H-O-O-O-H-H-O-O, right? And then the last one is capital, like, you know how Trump, when he tweets and he's angry?
Oh.
On True Social, it's all capital?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 15 times.
A lot of those.
The lyrics of that song.
Dan Soder's here.
Come on here, you fucking dipshit.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dan Soder.
I thought you were out of the fucking our beautiful state.
I never leave.
Dude, he cripped in here. Did you see that? He was cripping in.
You're repping, dude.
Did you see me getting out? Damn, what's up, Doc?
What's up, Doc?
I'm doing something how I talk.
Oh, really? Really?
I'm not.
Okay. All right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Please sit down in our blue chair.
I'm like Buffalo Bill, but New York style.
Oh, dishonor!
Whoa! Fucking, you're canceled! That's racism!
Bring it, dog. Ticket sales, cancellations bring.
Gillis is selling out 6,000 seaters, Gillis, dude.
Yeah. Oh, cool. I love to fucking do an arena.
What'd you bring? You brought a little gift, Danny Soder?
Yeah, I just did Mark Maron's podcast. He says, by the way, he knows you're gay.
Did he say that for real?
He goes, by the way, tell Andrew I know he's gay.
He reads my text messages.
Yeah.
Let me ask you something. Not fun. Was it fun?
It was fun. I got emotional.
Can I just say this?
He digs deep, huh?
I know. He got me too deep. He got me, dude.
He goes too deep.
What did he give you there? One of his bullshit coffee mugs?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It was like, hey, you cried about your sister. Here's a mug.
No, go dude, get a cup of coffee.
How many times have you done it?
I only did it once.
Me too.
Only one time.
Yeah, I think he only does one.
He's a one-time deal.
Now, I think people he likes, he invites back twice.
I know, like Tarantino.
Yeah.
Well, Tarantino's huge.
Yeah.
My dumb ass being like, and then I like comedy again. Dude, I was just across the street. I got to tell you guys this. Okay, I grabbed food real quick.
Yeah.
Across at that diner.
Mm-hmm.
I sat at the counter. The most LA shit in the world.
What happened?
There was just this super old guy on the phone. And he's like talking about Post Malone, and he's like, "Yeah, listen to his CD. It's a good CD. he's good. He's like a real. His CD's real good."
Yeah.
And then he starts talking about naked ladies.
Oh, I love this guy.
And it was so old and porny, where he goes, "Yeah, look her up. Look her up. She used to do solo and girl on girl. She's real good body." He goes, "But now she's doing regular porn. Throw 8 inches at her." And I was like,
"Oh my God.
Old movie dude in LA."
Carlos, you were next door before this?
I thought it was Bobby.
That's 100% Carlos's conversations on the phone. Yeah, you got to look up her stuff. Look up her catalog.
I was looking up the girls he was saying.
Be real.
I swear to God.
Do you remember any of the girls' names?
I left the tab up.
Yeah.
Because I knew I was coming here.
Yeah, God bless.
I wasn't like, let me delete the thing that we're going to definitely talk about.
Who is he ranting about?
He was ranting about this girl named Sid Wilder.
Oh, I know her.
I know. Wait. First of all, Sid, I know her.
Sid Wilder.
Wait.
Okay.
She's not a porn star.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
She's more of a. She's a comedian.
Oh, like, yeah, she does. I know who this is.
Yeah.
But she. I know her.
Yeah.
She used to do stand up or something.
Yeah.
Right.
She dated Kato Kaelin.
More of a social media kind of thing. But I know her.
The other
she's
girl,
not a porn star, and I know. I see what you're trying to do.
No, the other girl.
I know what you're doing right now, dude.
Sydney. The other girl he brought up was something Scott. I erased her one. It was
Sydney Scott. There's one right there.
It's a blonde lady named.
Just an elementary school teacher named Sidney Scott?
No, I'm going to fight for
him. He's like, and then there's a girl who teaches my kids.
Yeah, I love
her. I'd like
her.
To see her tapes.
God damn, dude, this guy was such an old perv.
By the way, we're setting records. Another teacher got busted just this past week for a threesome or foursome. It was in the news. I think she was in Idaho? Which one? Look up the news. Another one. Well, there's one in the Bronx. I saw that one.
Yeah, but those
threesome,
are always...
that one. Teacher allegedly arranged threesome with schoolgirl and mom.
Wait, and it was a dude that pulled this?
No, I think this was a girl, right?
Oh, no, that guy.
Oh, that guy.
This guy pulled it?
Whoa.
Well, I mean, if you do it with a parent, I mean, they get consent, right?
Yeah, it's like they had the field trip form. They had to sign.
Yeah, I mean.
You go, listen, before I suck and fuck you and your daughter, can you sign off?
I mean, you can bring your kid to a rated R movie if you're there, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
I guess that's bring your parent to
yeah,
school.
Yeah, so I don't know.
There's absolutely a slimy lawyer that's like, we got this. It's called the permission slip.
This is
defense.
Like in Wisconsin, if you're underage, you know, if your parent is there, you can drink. Do you know about this?
What?
In Wisconsin?
It's kind of like local, not a law, but like people just go with it. You're allowed to drink under, minors under this age are allowed to consume alcohol as long as they're accompanied by a parent, legal guardian, or spouse of legal drinking age in Wisconsin. It is a law.
Damn, mm-hmm. Dude. They have, that's basically like training wheels for booze.
100%.
They're like, hey, I let go back a block ago. You've been blacked out.
You're good
out
to go, buddy. Just keep pedaling.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah, dude, Wisconsin would be the state that does that.
100%. But we used to go up there when I'd go with my parents to like Irish Fest, and we go to a bar, and it always felt like we were getting away with something. But the bartenders were like, what are you looking at? What do you want? I'm like, one of the beers? And they're like, okay, which one?
How old are you?
I was like 17, 18.
So you're already drinking.
Well, yeah, but never in a bar. If we got into a bar, it's because we knew someone whose uncle owned it, who was just a degenerate blackout. He would just sit at the end of the bar, and he's like, just make sure none of you guys drive, okay?
You guys wouldn't have wanted me around in high school getting drunk, man.
Were you drinking in high school?
I got super gay.
He was a meth head in high school.
I would get so gay, dude.
Tell him you did meth in high school.
Bobby, you do meth in high school?
I did meth at 11.
What?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's when you can get it, when you're about 10 or 11.
Yeah.
That's when you start understanding society.
Yeah.
Wait, but what is that? Because at 11, you still have child energy. You know, you still have like, I want to go do that. And then with meth, did you shoot to the moon?
No, my dad was always going to come in, so I had to prepare myself.
Oh, no, you did paranoid meth?
Paranoid meth.
He's coming. Oh, yeah,
Bobby. Who gave you the meth?
My dad.
No, I got.
What happened was one day from Minnesota to San Diego. It was like when I was 10 or whatever.
Sure.
And then we moved to the suburbs, Green Valley.
Okay.
Beautiful, beautiful.
You know what you get in the suburbs is good meth. Dude.
You get drugs.
You get the best. You get real drugs.
You get bored kids doing drugs.
And
it was the first time I ever saw a Filipino kid, you know what I mean, with mustache. They have full-grown mustache at 11 or 12.
Yeah,
it was insane.
They really do. They come in and
deep boys.
But they can't grow beards. They can grow the mustache.
Their bodies are hairless, but their upper lip.
Upper lip is insane.
From the time they're born.
There was a kid, he flipped over a skateboard and he was doing a line. He must have been like 5 years older than me.
You thought it was coke?
No, I didn't know what it was, but I remember going, I was in so much pain. I just remember just being in so much pain.
Like sad? And
yeah, I mean, my parents were so violent. I got all Fs on my report card. They thought I had Down syndrome. They thought I was Riri's.
Yeah.
And I just walked across the street and I go, can I have some? I just knew that it was a drug. I knew that it was going to change the way I felt.
You see that, kids? If you're doing bad in school,
just your drugs.
Little bump will do you.
Yeah.
Just a little bump will do you.
A little bump will do you.
But anyway, but in high school, if we got drunk, I would probably try some stuff with you guys.
Really? When you get drunk, you'd be like, just kiss me, you fool.
He did. He did all that stuff all the time.
I did that all the time.
Did any of your friends take you up on the offer?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. Yeah, San Diego. Have you ever been down there?
Yeah, dude.
Everybody's pansexual.
Oh, that's Pan City, dude.
That's Pan City down there.
Panama.
Now, let me say something. If you know the women back then, now it's like being an Asian guy. You're like, oh, it's normal. Like I could, if I was young now.
Dude, you would have been killing.
I would just be
bodies
right in the party, walking in like this, right?
Yeah.
And the women.
Did you ever have a friend do it and then like call you the next day and be like, "Hey, don't fucking tell anybody."
Oh no,
no,
it was a.
there was a, you know.
Code of conduct?
Well, you look at each other. When so you the guys would do that. You look at each other like,
you do the predator hit. You go, you son of a bitch. I just came in your mouth. Don't tell anybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you still talk to any of those guys that you hooked up with from high school?
I didn't. You were drunk, so it's like no one knows.
He's right. It is a hookup.
It is a hookup. I mean, I didn't say you dated
It's not
that.
A hookup.
It's a hookup.
How is that not a hookup?
It's a drunk
fuck
hookup.
You, dude.
What's
I'm
a
sorry.
Hookup? Google what is hooking up.
It's I a mean, hookup.
That's the same. That is a hookup. You hooked up.
And then now their wives are like, so you guys went to high school together. And you're like,
that's why
yeah.
he's never been to a reunion. He cannot face those. Being intimate, sexual with someone without being in a committed relationship with them. That's a hookup, buddy.
That's a hookup, dude.
So you hooked up.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. You were getting to get yours.
You said a hookup, you don't like it.
No, it doesn't say anything about that.
Felix has nothing to do with it.
No, it doesn't mean... Yeah, listen, yeah. If you eat a meal, it doesn't mean if it's good or bad. You still ate a meal.
Go.
Hey!
Yeah, that's true.
You've eaten a lot of meals.
You're a hungry boy.
I feel like I'm being bullied right now.
You're okay. not.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, all right, so back up.
Let's bring this down.
Okay, back up.
I just want to tell you right now, Bobby.
Yeah, yeah.
I find this very...
Do you really?
I swear to God. And I think if I would have been doing meth... I might have been tossing out some HJs.
I wasn't doing meth at the time when I was doing meth.
I doubt it.
Yeah.
You're not an HJ guy.
You would
do meth and go build something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Soder's up building a shed again.
Or I go teach me a different fighting
what's
style.
What's an SJ?
Huh? HJ.
Hey, what's an HJ?
Hand job guy? Suck job.
Are you a hand job guy?
The first time I got a hand job, I almost said, please stop it.
Really?
It was so uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah.
Just
how young were you?
Yanking and pulling.
From a guy or 15. Girl?
From a guy or girl?
It's almost always been a girl for me.
These odds are going to throw you off. Just women.
Can we start from the beginning?
Yeah. Bobby, I still...
No, I just feel like...
What?
Can we just...
Bobby, you're...
I'm okay. But can I just say something? I was highly sexual... You have to understand, being a Korean dude in the 80s back then.
What do you mean? Everybody was highly sexual when they're 15.
Okay.
16 years old.
Everybody.
I'm just saying, in the 80s back then, they just didn't. No girls liked guys that looked like me.
Well, no. It's because of where you live. You live in an affluent white San Diego.
Okay, whatever.
You would have killed
also,
it up here.
I would have killed it in Korea, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. San Francisco, Los Angeles?
Yes. Maybe.
What do you think was the biggest deterrent for girls when you were young?
Me?
Yeah.
Maybe because I was 3'2".
Were there any?
Did you
ever? Did you ever go hunting for small women? Did you ever see like? Did a small girl?
We didn't have the noms. We didn't have the Viets.
Wait. So no.
I was looking for the Viets, dude. Even... I wore the fucking military hat. I was out there, Charlie.
Yeah.
Out there.
What about a tiny? What about a tiny white?
No, tiny whites don't like you.
See, you should have had Agent Orange with you. I would have taken him down for
with
you.
With Agent Orange?
Yeah.
I made a trail and everything, dude.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
that
Ho Chi Minh trail and everything, dude. No, be real, dude.
You think because of your height was the biggest deterrent?
Also, I'm weird.
Yeah, let's do that.
And I'm going to tell you right
now.
I was a tall... I was a tall weird and they didn't like me.
You see?
They did not. They were like, "You're weird."
We were
weird.
Weirder.
Yeah, but you were an athlete.
I sucked. I wasn't. I
yeah,
never
by
had pussy
proxy
from...
though, girls did just think you're tall and attractive.
I'm an athlete.
Yeah.
Well, I was on the tennis team and wrestling team. That's not athletic.
Well, the wrestling team though, the problem with that is those guys are so hardcore about wrestling. That's all they can think and talk about all day.
Yeah.
Football players, basketball players, all they're thinking about is girls.
And
wrestling
the shitty basketball players and the shitty football players, a la me.
Yeah.
We're playing the sport, but we're also concentrating on where are we going to get fucked up this
Yeah,
weekend?
Where are we going to get fucked up?
I was the guy that was like, where are you going to get beer? And you're like, I got beer. Don't worry.
You turn to me.
Yeah.
We're on the bench.
But being weird, it does. It stops you from getting pussy.
Thank you.
But it now, really does. But now, short king thing, this is a new thing, dude, all over the internet.
You're in your element right now, dude.
You couldn't shine anymore. Short king. Look up short kings, dude.
Short kings are all over the place. They're having short king parties.
What?
Yeah.
Just for you guys?
They're having parties with dudes not above 5'7" and the girls are all like above 5'10".
Whoa. Do you want to go to one of these, bud?
Dude, look up short king parties. Let's get you a fucking tall queen, dude.
Listen, friend. You don't think I fuck good?
I think you fuck great.
You don't think I fuck good?
You little
hummingbird. Right now, dude. I'm doing fine.
I think you're doing great.
In the last 30 years, then, I've been in the game. Dude. I don't know what you're trying to accuse me of.
I'm not accusing you anything.
Listen, all right. I met you a couple of weeks ago. Your tone is different.
You know what? I love you.
We've never really talked before. Last week, you're different right now, dude.
Let me tell you right now, Bobby.
And you're ganging up on me, bullying.
I'm not doing anything.
All of you are against me.
Let me tell you right now. We had a lovely lunch last week.
You and I?
Yeah.
One of the best.
One of the best
lunches. You pooed.
I did poo.
Yeah, but you was good.
And you washed my back?
I did.
Like a real friend.
Wait a minute. Mid-lunch, you went to the bathroom?
After lunch.
Yeah, yeah.
I processed it. And why did you wash his back?
Well, he didn't wash. He watched my back.
I washed his back? What are you fucking, I'm not gay, dude?
Yeah, dude, what are you getting?
Let's rewind the tape. Let's rewind this tape on this podcast.
Anyway.
Bobby, but I was saying, I because we had such a lovely lunch, I want you to do even better than before when I met you. And I'm saying right now, I know you're doing great.
Yeah.
But how much better could you do if you fucking, you show up at a Short King party? You're the man. Look at this. You're the man at this Short King party.
Short King function, men under 5'8", and the dates have to be over 5'10". This is amazing.
I love this. This is match. This is Dana White matchmaking.
Now look at yourself. Could you imagine yourself with these fellas right here?
I like these guys.
Press play on that. Let's see what they got going on, these guys. Oh, hell yeah. Okay. Look at all these girls are tall.
And a lot of times, tall girls are hot, but they're tall, so like men are like, yeah, you
big They're bitch. Intimidated by them. By the way, this is my favorite thing about Short King parties. Yeah. All the girls have their arms wrapped around the guys. Like they have their arm resting on a man's shoulder.
Because they've been learning
this. I've always dated girls 5'8 or taller.
You've never dated a short girl?
No. And can I say this too? Mm-hmm. And this is a little science. When you're laying down, I think it's because their lengths are usually in the legs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So torsos aren't really that much longer. So it seems like you're making love to somebody that's your size.
Right.
Yeah. And then when you're laying down, it feels same.
Feels the same.
Exactly the same. I mean, I have to do a little bit of...
But if he goes down there, it takes him a long time to get back up.
Yeah, I have to, like, when I want to kiss him, I have to stretch my neck a little bit.
We just got to buy you one of those Joe Rogan neck stretchers.
When I make love, her neck is right here. And then I go, I want to kiss.
You go.
Yeah, I have to do that. I
get that.
To get some breath. You're in the ocean.
Yeah.
You're stretching your leg.
Let me get a kiss.
Yeah.
Just keeping your head above water.
Like Das Boot. Das Boot. Das Boot. I have to do a Das Boot. You know what Das Boot is?
No.
You've never heard of Das Boot?
No, but I want to find out what Das Boot is.
Das Boot is a movie, right? It's one of the best movies ever made.
It's pretty good.
It's a German movie. Was it Russian or German? I think it's German.
German. Das Boot.
Das Boot. Have you seen Das Boot?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Great movie, right?
Yeah. Wolfgang Petersen.
There's a lot of scenes of...
Wolfgang Petersen.
Wolfgang Petersen. Yeah, there's a lot of scenes of them trying to survive.
That's you fucking...
Yeah, that's me fucking...
You stop, bitches. Yeah.
Hello Fresh!
Oh my God, I love Hello Fresh because whenever there's a Hello Fresh box outside my door...
You get giddy.
Not only do I get giddy, I get giddy.
You get giddy.
I get super giddy. I'll tell you why, because I'm a foodie. I love food. I love food that's clean, and I like deliciousness.
Right? You like delicious, healthy, fresh ingredients. With HelloFresh, you get farm-fresh, pre-portioned ingredients and seasonal recipes delivered right to your doorstep. You can skip those trips to the grocery store and count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit, obviously.
Kickstart a fresh fall routine with HelloFresh. HelloFresh handles all the meal planning and shopping to deliver everything you need to cook up a tasty meal right at home. They do the hard part, and you can get to take the credit.
You ever wish you could spend less time planning, shopping, and cooking for the family and more time with them? I gotta tell you, they got easy time-saving breakfast and family dinners to kid-approved lunches and snacks. HelloFresh has what it takes to keep everyone, including you, happy and satisfied. I've been using HelloFresh for a long time now, far before they were on our show, and they have such good stuff, great meals that are quick, easy to make, and healthy, so you can feel good and it tastes good.
Go to HelloFresh.com/50BadFriends and use code 50BadFriends for 50% off plus 15% off the next 2 months.
That's pretty incredible. Go to HelloFresh.com/50BadFriends and use the code 50BadFriends for 50% off plus 15% off the next 2 months. HelloFresh, America's number one meal kit.
Morgan and Morgan.
I'll tell you what, I feel safe because I know that if I ever get in a car accident, I know who to call. I'm going to call Morgan Morgan.
That's
because
right.
Because they're the best in the business.
They are. Nobody is better than Morgan Morgan. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan Morgan. They are going to get it done for you. The best part about Morgan and Morgan, all right, if you're getting hurt in an accident, you don't know what happens if I don't have insurance. What if they don't have insurance? Where do I turn to? Do I call the police? What do? Where do I go? How do I get this done? Morgan and Morgan, they're America's largest injury law firm. They have over 100 offices nationwide and more than 800 lawyers there to help you get your situation figured out.
With over $15 billion recovered for clients, Morgan & Morgan has a proven track record of fighting to get you full and fair compensation.
So here's the deal. Everybody gets in a little fender bender once in a while, and if you're confused and don't know where to turn or where to go, if you are ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win. For more information, go to forthepeople.com/badfriends or dial #law. That's #529 from your cell phone.
That's for the people, forthepeople.com/badfriends or #law, #529 from your cell.
This is a paid advertisement.
You know what I rewatched? Alien 1 and Aliens.
Aliens.
Oh, this weekend.
Yeah.
I mean, that's James Cameron. That's
well, the first one's not. Ridley Scott.
Yeah, Ridley did the first one.
Yeah, Ridley Scott did the first one. But both of those movies, when you rewatch them, you're like, this is pretty good shit, dude.
Dude, I might, you might have, been, yeah, dude, you might have shit, inspired man. Me to watch them back to back because it's been probably 20 years since I've watched Alien.
So I just went, I went to the Hollywood Forever Cemetery this past week. You know, they show movies in the cemetery.
Yeah.
And I went to go see, it's Kill Bill. It was a Kill Bill sleepover, 1 and 2.
Great.
Here's the wild shit. A, the movie holds up to an incredible degree. Like, I thought, I've seen that movie so many fucking times. Maybe it'll be whatever. Phenomenal again. 4,500 people in the cemetery. My brain goes to, someone's going to ruin this. They're going to be talking. They'll be fucking around.
Yeah.
Everyone, silent.
Really?
Clap when they clap. Laugh when they deserve to laugh. I was like, how come we can't do this in normal functioning society? Like, how come we can't just all be on the same page?
Do you love those movies?
Kill Bill? I adore
Kill
Bill.
What's the actor, Michael Park? He plays a couple of roles in it, but he plays this Tijuana-like... Like he's like some sort of like a pimp or something.
It is Michael Park, right? That's his name.
Michael Parks.
Yeah,
Michael Park. That monologue he does. I don't know if it's 1 or 2.
2.
Yeah, that monologue.
It's in 2. Yeah, right? It's in the second one.
And so you know he wasn't supposed to have that part.
Really?
No, the actor that they hired was out of town during the like table read.
Then you get back in town.
So you know,
for Tarantino,
you fucking change his flight. If Tarantino's just like, well, you know, like, you gonna miss it?
It's my great aunt's birthday.
So Tarantino asked Michael Park, because he was already in the movie.
Yeah.
Just can you just read this part?
And he crushed.
And he crushed so bad doing that part that Tarantino was like, oh, the other guy's fired. That's exactly right. If he would have just
shown up.
Skip your aunt's birthday, bud.
Also, what's more important? It would have to be like, it would have to be like, oh, a Stanley Kubrick was reborn.
Yeah, or
and
your
I
wife
shoot for him,
or like, your wife was getting heart surgery and you had to help do it.
Honestly,
I don't
you still think
I don't skip fucking table read for that. Tarantino table read.
Yeah,
I'd rather have my wife die. That's how big that is. You know that, right?
You heard that, Quentin. Yeah, if you ever want someone to sacrifice everything they've ever known and loved.
I'll blow you out. I'll do it every Tarantino. I'll do whatever.
Yeah, you heard my history. I fucking do whatever.
Anyway. Tarantino, you bring a line to Matt. This guy will be at the table.
Yeah. I haven't watched Kill Bill since it was out in theaters.
Phenomenal. Honestly,
you have to watch it.
It's so good again. Sody, how long are you in town for?
Just till Wednesday.
Are you here running around promoting, or what are you doing?
I was supposed to promote, but then there was a strike.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right.
Fuck. So I can't promote.
We're not allowed to talk about it.
Yeah, I'm not even allowed to. I did Howie Mandel's podcast, and the whole background was the show, and I was like, hey, that's going to get me in deep shit. I need my health insurance.
And what did he say? Was he like, I'll leave it up there?
He's like, no, we'll change it. He was cool as hell.
Oh, he was.
Yeah, I think people, LA is the city where they understand.
Because nobody wants to lose their
fucking
job.
Did you grow up with like liking Howie?
Yeah, Bobby's World was massive.
So was that the first time you met him?
Yeah.
No, what a nice guy, right? I've known him for years, but I love him.
Sweetheart.
Yeah.
And like walking around.
Were you nervous
though? Yeah, very nervous. Because I didn't know, you don't know how that's going to be. Kind of like an older school dude, like old school dude. You're like, I don't know if we're going to get along. I don't know how it's going to go. And he was super fucking
cool. Did he show you his hologram?
Yeah.
He's got Tupac's hologram.
I know,
did he
I love
that.
I love that. Yeah.
And then he does have Tupac's hologram.
I know.
And then in a warehouse in LA, it's some real adrenochrome shit.
It is. He's like, it's a 50,000 square foot warehouse. And I was like, what's all the other rooms for? He's like, we're figuring it out. And I was like, he already knows.
Oh, yeah. You're harvesting the fear of children. I it was one of those things where I'm against AI and ChatGPT. It just scares me.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, joking at first, being like, yeah, that shit kind of scares me. And he's like, but why does it scare you?
Yeah.
Allow it in. And you're like, it really was that moment where you're like, are you a computer? Why are you so big on pushing computers on me, man?
He's like, write down your feelings. We'll talk about it on the show.
01001110. Sorry, I fucked up. What were you saying?
But he doesn't take a second. He's constantly busy. And it's like, I look at him like, I don't ever want to be like that.
No way. Just constantly.
No, he's just constantly doing what?
You stay on the path you're on right now. You're just fine. You almost do nothing.
So rude, dude. What's wrong with you today,
isn't
man?
That true?
You're attacking me at all kinds
isn't
of angles.
Isn't it true?
What's the matter with you right now, man?
Isn't it true that you like to do almost nothing?
I do so many things in my life.
So what are you talking about?
What do you mean?
You just said, I don't want to do what Howie meant.
No, I'm just saying he's constantly like 8 a.m., to fucking 9 p.m. Yeah. He's scheduled, booked, going.
He really did that as we did his podcast. He's like, I got something right now.
Yeah. Like, he's constantly going. And one time I asked him, I go, dude, he's like, if I stop and think, I'm going to get depressed. And I get in my head and I get really depressed. And he goes,
oh, that was a good
one. Did he do that?
Yeah, he did that.
By the way,
yeah.
I just as a fart connoisseur.
Oh, really?
I could hear the splashback.
Thank you, man.
Well, these seats are built for that.
Yeah.
We did buy one.
But you're right. I mean, I am, you know, a little lazier than most.
I'm not saying you're lazy. I think you like to do less.
Because I will join your team, Bobby, and I will sacrifice myself for this conversation.
Yeah.
I love to do nothing.
You do?
Love to do
nothing. Thanks, man.
What's nothing to you?
Lay on the couch.
All day.
If I can.
I think you have it.
I'll walk my dog.
What do I have?
You have a little bit of Howie Mandel.
Yeah, I want to do stuff all the time.
No, but you're constantly going.
Yeah.
You're like, sometimes we'll go off the road and you're like, oh no, I'm going to Hawaii. I'm doing a golf tournament in Italy. And I'm like, dude, slow down.
You know what?
But this is all I've got. I'm going to die. I should do it while I can.
But I'm going to agree with Bobby. I'll watch your stories and I'll be like, I just saw you were doing a show. How are you golfing with Travis Kelce?
Yeah,
because I Vietnam. Feel like I gotta get it while I'm having it right now.
I understand that, but to argue what Bobby and I love to do,
yeah,
I work hard so I can take a Monday next Monday, right?
Yeah,
I got nothing.
Nothing,
and it to me is better than doing anything.
Okay,
I'm gonna walk my dog twice.
See, I'm gonna do that too.
But then, then I'm gonna literally go upstairs. I'm going to play PlayStation. Uh-huh. I'm going to watch TV shows. I'm going to order food, maybe walk to the Starbucks at the base of my building. Maybe. That's going to be a sick fucking day.
Yeah,
when we went on tour, right, we would wake up on the tour bus. He's already got, he comes back with a bandana, right? He's a hiking backpack, a tennis racket, and you're like, where'd you go all morning?
I went spearfishing at 6 a.m.
You know, and it's like, you're just constantly going, and it's like, I think you have the same thing that Howie
has. It's a sickness, without a doubt.
It's a sickness.
Mm. Well,
you sleep away your sadness, and I work away my pain.
First of all, that's a beautiful song.
Sleep away your sadness, and I work away my pain.
Lana Del Rey song.
Oh, yeah, cool. I work off all my pain, and you sleep away your sadness. You don't want to face it, and neither do I. We're the same guy.
No, it's one wants to face
two separate ends. I just can't keep going and going and going and going and going and going and going.
Yeah, but I know I like facing sadness.
Sometimes, yeah.
You know, I like to put a little dip in my mouth, lay down with my cat, Gunnar, right?
Yeah.
And listen to some really sad shit, dude.
Dude, that sounds honestly.
Right? And I bring out that machine, you know?
See, me, I listen to sad music in my car.
What is that?
If I'm really sad, starting to sound the same, I miss the comfort of being sad. Nirvana. I like to take a drive and listen to sad shit.
Oh, my God.
So, look, I'm still moving even when I'm...
Yeah, you can't. You're a shark.
Just the machine has... Yeah, I can't sleep.
You can't stop.
I think I'm going to get one of those Aura rings to find out how often I sleep at night.
Yeah.
And I think, genuinely, it'll register 4 hours a night, maybe.
Well, I mean, I looked at mine because I don't snore, but I toss and turn.
Yeah.
And I didn't know that until I lived with Katie, and she's like, dude, you flip and flop all the time.
Does she sleep really easy?
She can't fall asleep, but once she's asleep, she's dead to the world.
See, Katie's brain, I would think, is she does what I do, where it's like...
Yes.
Constantly.
Yes.
She can't really... She can't slow down. She
Once she slows down, she can sleep or whatever, right. But then I can fall asleep fast, and then I'm moving in my sleep, and I'm up. So I sleep for like an hour, then I'm like, I'm up, and then I sleep for another hour. And I went and did the test, and they were like, you're waking up 23 times an hour.
23?
Oh, I have the same thing.
And so I got a sleep apnea mask, but it didn't work. It like, there's something fucked up with my nose.
Well, yeah, I feel like I'm suffocating. You have a fucked up face, I think.
What?
Stop it.
That is rude.
Your team.
Oh,
I'm sorry. You're right. But I just looked at it now. It's so long.
It's long this way.
You got to stop that.
I can't.
Yeah, you did. Don't put water on it. It keeps growing.
You know what? His brain is so big, it's weighted down. His skin is...
I don't know.
That's why. There's Dan Soder's head.
There it is, dude.
Yeah, there it is.
That
is
absolutely it, dude.
That's it. Yeah, long.
Look at that long-ass
flat. Is that Brandon Schaub?
That's hilarious. That's a long skull.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Look.
That's funny.
Give me Korean guy skulls. What do they look
All
like?
All right.
No, I just want to see. What the fuck?
He's just doing some light racial phrenology.
Sexy normal.
Totally normal.
There's no... Wait a second.
Whoa.
That's cool. That's cool. Badass.
What does an Irish guy's head look like? I'm sure there's not a lot of room.
What if like a Korean guy's skull had like little slits? Yeah. I thought, was that what you're looking for?
You go, oh my God. The orbital bone.
Yeah.
What is that? Just a Dropkick Murphys album? Is that all we have inside
really
of our
head?
The Pogues floating around our brain the whole time?
It's just the shoulder tattoo of a Boston firefighter.
But when will you stop doing stand-up, you think? What age?
65 if I'm lucky.
When they do not buy another ticket.
I'll be done at 60, 65.
What do you think would be the next chapter of your life then?
After that?
Yeah, what do you
nothing.
Do
nothing. Dan, I'm 52.
You do the thing that
I'm 52. You're not going to quit at 60.
Really?
Yeah, because I'm 52 right now. I can't even imagine quitting at 60.
What about 65?
No, I think 70. Kevin Nealand, I'm done.
See, you say this, but I think you're just like me in this regard. You'll want to do stand-up performance or something like that until they tell you.
I bet there's a form of podcasting when I'm like 65, 70, where I can do it from the comfort of my own home,
yeah.
Get the creative outlet, be funny, because yeah. I'm going to want to be funny still. But stand-up with the traveling and like writing a new hour and putting all the effort in, I think like a while ago, I was like, if I can make 9 hours of published stand-up throughout my whole career,
yeah, then I'm you're good.
I feel like I did it.
Jeselnik said like almost the exact same thing. Remember, we were backstage and he goes, I'm working on my 6th hour or something like that. And he goes, I think this is it. Because he goes, I want to, for hours.
Yeah.
He goes, I want to look at it like a discography.
Yes.
And he goes, I want to be proud of all of them. And he should be. All his shit is great. And he was like, when I reach the thing I want to be at, he goes, then I don't put out hours anymore.
Because you save your legacy.
That's what he wants.
Because I think there is a little bit of that of like, it's like a band, man. When an old band comes back together, like Metallica, you're yeah. like, can you guys stop? We went and saw him at MetLife, and I was like, this is a bummer.
Should I not go? I'm going to go see them this Sunday. They're here.
They rock.
It's just not.
Who?
Metallica. I'm going to be honest.
Do you want to go on Sunday with me?
Go Metallica? To the show.
I love them.
Let's go.
Go to the show. I'm going to say this. I love Metallica. I've loved Metallica my whole life. For the first time seeing Metallica, it felt like James Hetfield was old.
Oh, no.
You
felt it.
I was like, oh, man. I love Metallica, but yeah. it's the same like as a professional wrestling fan when you watch them get too old and you're like, don't get in the ring. Yeah. Like Ric Flair, you're like, stop getting in the ring. You don't need to get in the ring
anymore.
But
you want them to be associated with it still, right? Like they
if
still
you can.
In the if, world somehow.
If they can be. In a way that makes sense.
Right.
In a way that makes them doesn't it's what Jeselnik was saying, like, you want to leave a legacy where you're like, don't come back and make it shit. Eddie Murphy should not come back to stand up comedy.
There's no legacy. There's no legacy.
Yes, there is.
There is no legacy. Look, let me see something. Who was one of the best comics that died in the last 10 years? Patrice, right?
Yeah.
None of the kids know him.
That's not true.
That's not true.
They don't.
I think you're, okay, you're naming someone who's...
Well, if you have no hours out, maybe there's no legacy.
Uh-oh, that's a shot.
Oh, no.
Why didn't you look at me when you said it? You looked at him.
Can I tell you that? I noticed that too.
Yeah. Why did you look at him and not me?
He took the shot.
Look
at Bobby,
me. Look at me and say it.
Yeah. Take the shot if you're gonna take the shot. Dude.
Take the shot.
You gonna shoot a guy in the back?
Yeah. That's what you.
No, you shoot him.
Go ahead.
You know what he did, dude? He sucker punched you.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was.
He walked up to me.
He looked at you.
Boom, and punched you without even. Just say it. You fucking coward.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying the legacy thing. You know that. You have to put.
Dude, he's getting red.
Bro.
I love how red he's getting.
Go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
Slow down.
You have to put something out there to get a legacy.
I know what I'm saying though is that I know so many great comics that have died, right?
Yeah. Sure, Greg Giraldo.
There's no legacy.
Okay, but what he's saying is, if you built up something,
no one has it in this day and age. There's no, in 100 years, future people are going to go, oh, look at Caligula by Anthony Jeselnik. They're not going to say that.
Someone might.
One guy. Who gives a fuck? You're dead.
No, but he's not saying it for himself.
All right, Bobby.
He's saying it for the sake of...
Take the legacy thing out.
Yeah.
As if fans of yours...
Yeah.
If you
come see me live.
But...
That's the Jay Leno theory. That's what he says.
Yeah, come see me live.
He's not going to put out hours because he says, just come see me live until I don't do it anymore.
Really? That's his whole thing?
He did an interview with Rolling Stone or something like that where they were saying, hey, how come you don't put out specials like everyone in your generation is doing now? Like Romano put out one and he was like, hey, just come see me live.
Hey, you
want to
see
comedy? Come see me live.
I think that's why I heard about this.
Hey, I'm the Jay Leno thing.
Yeah, he's got to go, hey guys.
Look at me.
You seen this? You heard about this?
Yeah.
Apparently.
I'm just saying, like, I mean, like, legacy is just a weird thing.
Okay, how about this? When Seinfeld dies, will he have a legacy?
I've never seen him perform.
I think Seinfeld should not have put out that Netflix special.
The one where it was all the old jokes?
I don't think he should have done anything after I'm telling you for the last time.
Right.
That was such an iconic way to close with the funeral at the end.
Yeah.
Or at the beginning, and it was like all of his classic jokes in one tight HBO special.
I think you hit hard.
What?
When you said, I sleep away my sadness.
Oh, you brought that back?
Yeah, I'm bringing that back.
I love sleeping away my sadness.
I know, I've been thinking about that just now.
You sleep away your sadness, I work away my pain.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what I'm saying is that what you did, I'm never going to forget.
Irreprehensible.
What you did, dude?
Yeah.
No, like 9/11, I will never forget.
Never, dude.
Okay? What you did was fucking put a plane inside my body. Yeah. Two of them, all right?
You know what?
And I'm falling right now, dude. And what you did, dude, I'm never doing your movie.
Can I tell you this right now?
That movie that you, that movie that you wanted me to do, fuck you,
Bobby. Bobby,
and you're fucking dead,
Bobby.
I'm going to tell you right now, a lot of people say Fancy.
You fuck! Dude.
They say that he took the lessons on how to take off, but never how to land.
Oh, yeah, so yeah,
he was
yeah,
a terrorist.
Yeah.
He was a terrorist from the jump.
I mean, the way you try to hit his building,
yeah. He's seven.
When he looked at you, and he's then you went hit me.
But he's building seven.
Holy fuck.
I'm seven. I'm tower seven.
He collapses.
Yeah, you collapsed. You collapsed him too, dude.
But let's be honest. You are very, this is very 9/11, because you do self-implode. This is.
What are you doing now, dude?
Nothing.
Yeah, you are.
Nothing.
Whoa, dude.
I'm just saying,
conspiracy.
You look like, it just looks like maybe the planes didn't do as much damage
all
as some of the internals.
It's an inside job. It's an inside job.
All
dude.
I'm saying
you're
is.
Deep state.
I don't
you're
know,
deep state.
Bobby, I don't know if his comment can melt steel beams. That's all I'm saying. I don't know if it's got
something
any.
Else was at play.
Yeah, something was at play.
Why, you notice how it was a control fall?
Yo, who went
it
straight
was
down?
A control fall? Why didn't it spread out?
Yeah.
Where's all the debris?
If you were around,
where's all the debris?
And if you were around the Fancy Bobby comment, please check in, because you might have some carcinogenics that hit.
Bro, though. Oh my God, I'm never gonna forget.
I don't think you'll quit. I think you'll transition to something else.
What are you trying to drive me into a different fucking genre?
I,
what the fuck is going on here?
I want you to take the music.
You're gonna be the best plumber. I swear to God.
And honestly, I'm gonna give you this number while we're done this podcast, and they're gonna get you enrolled. You're gonna be. I mean, it's gonna be sick.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you should take the
you
music
know, I'm not gonna
more
stop.
Serious.
No, I'm gonna what?
I think you should take your music ability more serious.
What do you? You are you getting to start a podcast with him?
No.
I'd love to.
And what's your dream, though?
Our friendship will not be changed, and this podcast won't be changed by the fact that I do support you digging deeper into your music abilities and your love of music.
Okay.
It is funny.
I want you to do it.
It is funny how podcasting
isn't
is.
Isn't this nice? I'm giving the guy a fucking huge compliment, and
yeah,
then
but, yeah,
you're
I
taking
just,
it like
it's I know, scary.
There's nothing underneath it. There's nothing underneath.
Okay.
It
does
what are
feel
you doing?
Genuine.
You good?
Yeah.
No, what
to
are you
me,
doing
it's,
right now?
It's funny that podcasting's like the swinging of comedy, where you go like, what are you guys going to do a podcast? You go like, no, unless like you'd be down with that. I don't know. Yeah,
yeah. I mean, we haven't really talked about it, but
I
mean, yeah. We're open.
I don't know like, if we're just like sitting around riffing, you know, like maybe just. No, I think it was a genuine compliment. I mean,
he took a shot.
Okay, let me ask you something.
Yeah.
Be real, though.
Yeah.
All right. He produces a show,
true.
Right?
Kinda.
Yeah, kind of. He also has something to do with my other one too.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, he's always around.
He's always around, right?
Yeah.
What? How'd you feel about his comment? Be real though.
The part that upset me.
Go ahead.
And I'm just gonna tell you this as someone that witnessed it. The part that upset me was that he looked at Andrew when he said it.
He does that.
And I know that because when he said, "Here's just where I was sitting."
Okay.
The comment happens, and I go, "He just put out an hour."
Yeah.
And then I went, oh my God. And then, oh my God. He's talking about Bobby. And I'm going to tell you this right now.
Yeah.
I have felt guilty since the moment you said you thought we were teaming up on you.
Right.
So I'm in defensive
thank
Bobby
you.
Mode. And so when I noticed that the shot wasn't it.
Right.
It was at you.
That there was a gunman on the grassy knolls.
Yeah.
Taking aim.
Okay.
It
okay.
Made me upset.
I've been molested. Okay.
Yeah.
So when it's happening to you as a kid,
sure.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. No. I.
You're
yeah.
going. Is this happening?
Yeah.
And you start like you're in a different fantasy in your mind. Like, well, you know, I'm playing baseball with my friend. Yeah.
We're
right, right.
Yeah. We're just having a
when he was
fight.
Saying that to him, that's what I was feeling.
Yeah.
Where am I?
So he molested your
he
mind.
Molested
you,
me.
He molested
me. He just came in.
You molested his mind.
Dude, you molested my mind.
He just
dude.
Came in and played with his mind penis. And he
yeah,
had to
yeah.
fantasize you were talking about Andrew.
Yeah, dude. How dare
you?
He
thought you were
dude.
Talking about Santino, and you're over yeah. here fucking touching his brain dead.
Anyway.
You don't feel bad about it, do you?
I apologize. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah. You know why he's doing
you
that? Just
pork.
So you do his movie.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
I'm,
all
not
really
your, I'm not doing your movie. I'm out. I'm fucking out, dude.
All right, we talked a little bit before you showed up, by the way. I want your gauge on this.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bobby's got a couple of the of sex toys, the blowjob toys.
Oh, yeah, the ones with the mouth.
Have you ever done these things?
I did at Moon Tower. They gave us a
flashlight.
Flashlight.
Yeah, we all use that.
And I went upstairs and used it once. And it made me feel like a serial killer.
Yeah, cleaning
the,
it.
The
huh?
second I was, I didn't. I fucking spunked in that bitch and threw away.
DraftKings Sportsbook. Can you believe we had 7 months without an NFL game, Andrew?
Let me tell you, I was bummed about it. I've been watching all preseason.
I was
I'm
jonesing
excited.
For. I love it.
Let's go,
it's
baby.
It's crazy, right? Well, good thing that's over. NFL is here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is giving you a can't miss offer to for Week One.
This week, new customers can get $200 in bonus bets instantly when you bet just $5 on any NFL game. That's huge. DraftKings is hooking everyone up with game day greatness. All customers can take advantage of two new offers every single game day this September. Check out the app to see what you get. Look, are my Chicago Bears going to be good this year? I don't know. I really hope so. All right, my name's Michael Bantezis. I went to Sullivan High School. I can run. I can play offense and
refrigerator
defense.
Refrigerator Perry. That's
I all
I know. I
can do everything. And I got to tell you, I'm going to be putting my money down on DraftKings Sportsbook for my Chicago Bears. You can bet on your team, too. Download now and use the code BADFRIENDS to sign up. New customers can take home $200 in bonus bets instantly just for betting $5.
That's code BADFRIENDS only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL.
The crown is yours. You got a gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly on behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort. KS 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. ccdkng.co/football for eligibility. Terms of responsible gaming resources. Bonus bets expire 7 days after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply.
Let's stop talking about sex, man.
Okay.
Too much sex for you?
Yeah, let's try. Let's do an exercise here, bud.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go with this extreme opposite.
Yeah.
Show him that clip.
Right.
Show Which him one? This woman. Which Look one? At this Korean woman from the hood.
Biggest Korean I ever seen.
He's been going in almost 2 hours. I've been coming since I've been here.
Might be stopped. What's wrong with the household? You rush a man out of a restaurant.
No, Jonathan, I've been here since 8 o'clock. Look at it, got the 9:30. You to 8 to 9:30, he ain't be out there. Shit.
Oh, good.
No, he's not in the bathroom. No, he ain't in the bathroom. Hey, 2 hours? Hey, shit.
Wait, watch when she calls.
Rocky, call me. I've been calling you. I don't know where you at. That motherfucking ass was probably in the fish and shit.
I love her. Yeah, yeah. I love her.
That motherfucker's out there fishing and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But what was the exercise?
What is it?
We'll just talk about something completely different.
What do you want to talk about?
Mrs. Kim in the Hood.
What?
That's Mrs. Kim in the Hood. They said she makes the best collard greens. Oh, you want to talk about butterflies, buddy? You know this guy.
Yeah. All right. So I was, before the hurricane, I've been out in my patio.
Mm-hmm.
And just in the sun.
Sure.
Right? There's a lot of butterflies out.
Yeah.
Okay? And what I realized is that butterflies, they fly together and they do a dance.
Oh, they're mating.
You brought back sex, dude.
When they're flying in tandem, they're mating.
What did you do?
Yeah, you brought it right back.
You're not supposed to talk about sex. And you're over here, birds and bees in
How
it?
How do you know? Couldn't that be?
Because why are they flying? Were they in an aerial
couldn't
show?
Couldn't they be in their own Studio 54? Like, no. Boom, boom, boom. No. They're just fucking
and
dancing.
And what did they do at Studio 54? They danced so they could go fuck. I see what you said.
Oh, fuck. You're right. Okay.
Let's taking the air out of my chair, dude.
Okay.
Look at them fucking, dude. That's butterfly porn.
They do fuck then? Butterflies?
Everything does, buddy.
Dude, one of my favorite moments ever.
Like a dad?
One of my favorite
Everything fucks,
yeah,
little
yeah,
guy.
Yeah.
Seventh grade, the toughest kid in my neighborhood, David Clark.
It's always first name, last name. David Clark.
He would always talk shit to the teacher. We were in Mr. Coons' science class.
Jeez.
And he, first off, got kicked out one day for just putting he got bored, so he started putting Carmex on his shaved head.
No.
Yeah, he goes, I thought it'd be funny. And then one day, he was like a big kid.
Yeah.
This is before he got sent to military school. He's just sitting in science class, and he goes, hey, Mr. Coons, we were learning about mosses,
mm-hmm.
the moss and stuff. He goes, hey, Mr. Coons, how do mosses fuck like that? And everyone was like, and he's like, get the hell out of
out of here.
Legitimate question.
Legitimate science question. And he was saying that. He's leaving. He goes, I'm sorry. That's a science question. That technically is a science question. And I really, as an adult, I'm like, if you phrased it different, it's a great question.
You'd have stayed in the class.
Yeah.
But that's the story of our whole lives. Guys like us was like, man, you should have just done it a different way. I know what you were trying to do, but that's why you think you're funny.
Could I tell you? You
always go the other way.
Because he kicked him out, and then he went, now, reproductive-wise. And you're like, so you're going to answer the question. Yeah. He asked an honest question.
You just have to get there the right way. That was the thing. I could never do that in school.
Me neither.
That's why us guys, that's why comics, we always were trying to find the tricky, funny way to do the thing, to get away with it. Because even though we knew, we were smart enough to go, I know this is going to get me in trouble, but it's going to be great. And then I'm going to tell my parents, I just drew a dick and gave it to the health teacher. It was just a dick. They gave us pictures of dicks.
I got suspended in seventh grade because we were learning about onomatopoeias and acronyms. And I was just doing like wild onomatopoeia acronyms, like splat. And I would like write out like a crazy shit. And my teacher was like, what is this? It was like aliens barfing on this. I was just like, ooh-ah. And I like write this like crazy ass shit. And they were like, we got to suspend you. You can't be writing that. And then my mom was like, technically you did the assignment correctly.
Yeah, you did it. Like, what do you want me to do, lady?
So can I play Nintendo 64 or not? Are you going to take it out of the basement or can I go downstairs and play Nintendo 64?
I definitely still lived in the basement, by the way. It was the only place. The Nintendo 64 couldn't get on a second floor. Had to stay lower level. That's subterranean game.
Had to stay deep in a cave.
That's what we did. When we played, for some reason, when we all played like games like that, when we played 007 and shit, it was always in the dark. We would always turn off all the lights for no other reason than it was like made me feel like we were more in it.
Mind boggles that's what you grew up with. I grew up with in television.
Well, you're fucking 52.
I know, that's what I'm saying. It's crazy.
Well, you had a
Atari. Like, I remember when Pong was happening.
Yeah, that was like
we're in the future.
I mean, yeah, Santino and I were seniors in high school when PlayStation 2 came out.
Wow.
Which you were like, this fucking rules.
Tecmo Bowl was a huge thing.
Ooh, I still play Tecmo Bowl.
We liked Tecmo Bowl, but we had the advancement from your generation to ours was insane.
I mean, you guys were literally playing Tecmo Bowl, and we were playing NCAA college football, which you could then take your guy and move him to Madden.
Yeah.
You had like, there was like a whole world you could play through EA Sports.
I had a kid in high school.
It's in the game.
He had it in television and there was an RPG, but the RPG was a dot.
Yeah.
So that was your character, right?
Oh my God.
And there were just walls, right? He goes, hey man, I'm in a dungeon right now. I was like, holy fuck you are, right? And he goes, check this out. And he put the dot against this like line and he hit it a couple of times. He goes, it's a secret room. It was just another little square.
That's so funny.
But it was a secret room.
I know, but I was like mind boggled.
What the fuck?
Is there a dragon in there? You know what I mean? But it's insane that you guys grew up with Nintendo.
Yeah. I remember when I was little, Game Boy came out, and I got a Game Boy for my birthday, and my dad was trying to outdo my mom. So he's like, yeah, I bought you a bunch of games. And I was like, let's go. Shit. But he bought me Nintendo games.
Because
he thought they went into the game. And I went, I remember taking Mario Brothers 3 in my Game Boy and going, see? And my dad's like, all right, I got it.
It's got to be an adapter or something.
That's
like
exactly what he said.
Such he's a like, dad.
Did you guys ever play that Snake game on the Nokia?
Oh, my God.
All the time.
Dude, see, here's the thing. We can go back and play all your games. You can't go forward and play our games.
What do you mean?
Our games are too advanced. We grew up with them.
Oh, dude, I'm advanced.
Look at him now.
I saw your whole brain act.
Yeah. I think the game that shocked me the most, like visually, that I was so into, Doom on PC was crazy.
Dude, crazy. That one.
Doom on PC, because
so,
I was like,
if you remember
immersive.
The original game, Doom, was like, it was Duke Nukem, but also
Get some.
Spear of Destiny.
Yes.
And my fucking Big Dick Nick.
Big Dick
Nick. My stepdad was super into computers, and he was like, oh, do you want to play this game called Spear of Destiny? And I was like, you're shooting Nazis?
Wow.
And he was like, yeah. And I remember him loading that up on the computer and me being like, am I allowed to touch this computer? This is very advanced. Yeah. I fucking love
it. I love that, and then I love Turok, Dinosaur Hunter.
Turok
was fucking rad. You didn't know any of those games.
I didn't know anything about it.
Man,
and then GoldenEye comes out, and you're like, let's go.
Well, that changed the game.
And then
forever.
Perfect Dark.
That was Turok, Dinosaur Hunter.
Turok.
Wow. Turok shit was fucking... Look at the cover. Zoom in. Look at how dope that cover is.
Amazing. Yeah. 64 was, for me, the game changer. It was Nintendo 64.
Nintendo 64 did do everything for me.
Nintendo 64, even the first Mario, you're like, that's the future.
But see, could they pitch that today? Him stabbing a dinosaur in the throat? Like
that's that new Adam Driver movie.
What?
74?
65.
Yeah. That's Turok Dinosaur Hunter.
Ariana Greenblatt's in that.
Yeah, they just did that movie where they're like, what if Adam Driver fights dinosaurs?
That's sick. By the way, I just saw a preview for a movie that's going to come out about GameStop, the GameStop Bitcoin thing.
I heard it. I heard Paul Dano's in it.
Yeah.
And I heard
he's the star.
I heard it fucking rips.
I mean, it looks amazing. I saw the preview.
One of my friends saw a screening of it and said it fucking
It's about the GameStop, you know, to the you know, they rips. Were fucking
Yeah.
But it's Paul Dano, Seth Rogen, Pete Davidson and Sebastian Stan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Dude, the trailer, I was like, holy fuck. And Dano, he's the best. He's so like small and so good at small stuff.
He is our Philip Seymour Hoffman. He's like the younger.
Oh, that's a really good call.
He just can do everything. He can be the Riddler. He can be a dickwad in this.
And Pete is
Pete.
He's doing Pete.
Pete does Pete.
Pete
perfectly.
Does Pete the best. Pete Nobody's does per- doing. No one's doing Pete better than Pete.
Yeah.
Pete's Pete-ing right there. He's.
Pete. I always love when you see Pete in movies because you go, yeah, he just wore that there.
Yeah. He's like, I don't feel like changing.
I don't know. These kicks are pretty sick. Do you want me to change them? I could just put them on again.
It is true, though. He's gotten away with that. Just being him the most, that's gotten him the furthest.
Honestly, for a lot of us, it's a good lesson of just like, be yourself more.
Yeah, it's not going to, why change? But also, I was explaining that to my little sister about how she's like, she's saying, oh, so-and-so, it wasn't in reference to him, but it was like, oh, that guy always does that in whenever I see him. And it's like, yeah, that's because they do the best at that mm-hmm. thing. Why would they shift? Mm.
I saw that Ricky Gervais said that years ago when he was like really blowing up after The Office and all this shit. And he was like getting all those movies and stuff. He was like, sometimes I see people and he's like, people criticize me. They say, you do the same thing. He goes, but sometimes I'd prefer someone that does the same thing incredibly versus a lot of things okay.
Yeah, right.
Mm. He's like, so I'm doing one thing. But I do it the best.
Yeah, instead of jack of all trades, master of none. You might as well just do the thing that you're the fucking thing.
When I see Danny McBride, I want to see him Danny McBride.
100%. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's why Will Ferrell has always been Will Ferrell. Whether you like it or not, he stayed Will for 25 fucking years.
He made George Bush lovable.
Yeah, dude. Mm-hmm.
You like saw George W. Bush and you're like, well, I like, in my mind, it's the Will Ferrell version.
Same thing. Mm-hmm. Same thing growing up in Chicago. Harry Carey, like we knew Harry Carey as kids. But when Will Ferrell did it, it was like, I almost remember Will Ferrell more than I remember Harry Carey.
Yeah, you remember that,
which is crazy.
Impression of him,
who I think one time flirted with my mom.
Harry Carey did?
Yeah, at
really?
A bar. Yeah, flirted with my mom, and that's... I think I might be.
That's so good,
Harry's boy.
Wow. Yeah, wow. I could give your boy a baseball, but it's gonna cost you. And your mom's like, oh, I understand.
What's up with the little redhead? Oh. Oh, okay, okie dokie.
All right.
Okay, here's the deal.
Yeah.
And I'm being real.
I know.
When I first met you, the first time that you were even in my visual range.
Yeah.
Was maybe a couple years ago. You
Which
were
is
at
only
the
about
store.
A foot or two. It's only yeah, two
yeah,
or three
yeah.
feet.
Yeah. And I had heard your name. But I couldn't put a face to the name. And then you were like, I'm Dan Soder in the hallway there at the store. And I go, oh, okie dokie. Mm-hmm. Every time I think about it, I say okie dokie. And then and then all of a sudden there's algorithms and stuff. And then you would pop up on my thing. But then I hadn't seen you until you came to my house.
Yeah.
Right? And I didn't know how it was going to go.
Yeah.
It went excellent.
Yeah. It was very fun.
It was so excellent.
Yeah.
And you and I have a good chemistry.
Great.
And I think we respect each other. You know?
Absolutely.
But I think that in my mind and in my heart, what's so funny?
Nothing.
Why are you laughing? I'm being real.
You're funny.
In my mind and my heart, I believe that you're a part of my regime. You're a part of my company. You're a part of my, your troop.
I like that.
Yeah.
I.
And you're always going to be in my heart.
Can I tell you something?
Go ahead.
Always, obviously known of you, watched you on Mad TV.
Thank you.
I was there when you hosted my first episode of Live at Gotham. Was the episode before yours.
Don't remember.
In New York in 2009.
Yeah.
So I'd always been around you, but never really met you.
Yeah. You didn't meet me that night?
No. Because I didn't do well, and I wanted to go get drunk.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Those were tough.
Yeah, they it sucked.
I hate watching them, made me anxious.
Yeah. But now, when I got to go do Tiger Belly, because I had met you in the store, and I met you briefly at a festival, but we never really got to hang out. Mm. Going over to your house and hanging out with you, then getting lunch, I was like, man, not only do I get why everybody loves this guy, but I fucking love this dude. I'll go to war for Bobby Lee.
Thank you.
I was like, dude, that guy fucking rules. If you talk to anybody that I talked to after, I went to Bert's house right after that.
Yeah.
I was like, Bobby Lee's the fucking man.
Yeah.
We just had a great lunch.
What did that
lunch.
Fat fuck say?
He said, yeah, he agreed.
Yeah, yeah.
He agreed.
Okay.
But I'm telling you, and I've loved this fucking ginger snap.
Love this fucking guy all along. He's in my heart too, dude.
This ginger snap and I are the same age and we just fucking, you know?
Yeah.
And this right here.
It's the best.
It's the fucking best.
It's the future and the past. It's the present.
I love it.
Well, I gotta tell
it's
you.
It's all three.
It's a goddamn,
you're dead to me.
It's a goddamn legacy, Bobby.
I love you though, Pork.
Thank you for being a bad friend.